Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
It's Lady Teresa Brimble Brennan.
That's right, Ian.
And just plain old Laura.
Yeah.
How are you both?
Yeah, we're good, thank you.
Good, thank you.
Good. Now, just tell the listener what, not why you're here, but what your roles are at the council.
So we work under the supporting families team, under children resources for the Isle of Wight Council.
So it's a big job.
Yeah, it is a big job.
And I would imagine that if you went back 40 years ago, it was probably a slightly easier job than it is now.
Yeah, I think there was less expectations on the roles that we have now. So, and I think we've got better about trying to get what's right for families and for children. And I think people come into this role because they want to make a difference.
And there will be people out there, and I'm hoping that they listen to this, listen to you talking, and don't feel like that Big Brother's watching you or judging you or anything else. I think it's one of those things where you have to shine a light. There is light at the end of the tunnel. You just need to reach out. You might be in a position where you're really, really struggling. You can't see the wood for the trees. And that's what this is all about.
Absolutely. Yeah, we want to break down some of that stigma. And what we want to do is we're going to be talking today about supporting parent relationships. And that's about reducing conflict in families between parents. Because we know that conflict in families has a huge impact on children as well as the parents. So we want to be able to reach out to families and encourage them to seek some support if they're having difficulty in their relationships with each other, because we know conflict happens in all families. There's always conflict in relationships, and that's okay. Conflict itself is okay. It's about when that conflict isn't being resolved and it's carrying on, and that's when it can be damaging for the relationship.
And I say it must be so difficult, and the reasons why I think it's so difficult is because life is so much more complicated than it was probably 40 years ago, because you've got social medias, you've got, you know, just a simple thing where, you know, when I was at school, my mum was at home. And that made a hell of a lot of difference. Nowadays, people are having to have and having to work. You know, both parents are having to work. So you have to juggle life. And life is a little bit tricky to juggle sometimes for some families. So yeah. What do you want to say, first of all? How do we get the support, first of all, I guess? You know, we open people's minds and say, look, it's there. You just need to know about it.
Yeah, so what we can do, families can visit the Isle of Wight Council's website and have a look at our support and parent relationship webpage. So all they'd have to do is go www.iow.gov.uk/supportingfamilies. So that would have all the information about our area of work, and it would also signpost them to other areas as well that we think is useful.
So it's all there? It's all there for people. We just need to take the time and the trouble to, you know, to do those details and so on. Can just say, for instance, that, you know, that there are people out there that might not have internet facility. There can't be that many, but if you haven't, what's the other best way of communicating?
So they can call us, or they can pop into one of the family hubs across the island and get some, like, they can either call them or pop in and see them so they can get some sort of face-to-face support.
Okay, and so what can you do to help me? I mean, you know, when somebody phones or they get in touch and they say, you know, we've got, they're going to need to tell you so that you can give them the right advice. But what is it that normally happens? You know, what normal problems or what everyday problems is the one that you can deal with?
Well, quite often, a lot of the time that families are arguing or have conflict about finances. Finances plays a big part at the moment. And because we've been through the pandemic, we've had COVID, we've had that increased cost of living, there's a lot less money and finances available in households. So money seems to be a frequent thing that parents are arguing about what they're going to spend that bit of money on, arguing about what needs to be got in the family home. So being able to support parents about having conversations together, having positive conversations together, and knowing where to get support. So it could be about referral to a food bank, to a food pantry. It could be about making sure that actually getting them an appointment with a benefits checker to make sure that they're getting all the finances that they need. something like that. But the ultimate goal is to be, is for them to be able to aware that actually there are better ways of communicating, and it's important to sit down and have those conversations with your partner. Those raised voices don't find the answers, and that has a huge impact on children in the family home. It can impact on their self-esteem, their mental and physical health, their behaviour, and actually parents are role models for their children. So how we interact as couples, children look at that and they think, oh, that's how you talk to each other, and they will then go on to talk to their friends in that manner and actually their future relationships. So we need for them to be able to see that actually relationships are about communicating, they're about that positive interaction with each other.
So if you're out there listening to this, whether it's now because it's live or the podcast later on in life, I mean, could the advice be something along the lines of, hey, look, if you're going through life at the moment and it might be a little bit rocky, or even if it's not, maybe just take some time out just to sort of check that everybody's okay, yourself and your family as well.
Yeah.
So to do that, what advice would you give?
Well, we've got some three top tips for families that we like to really encourage. The first one is try and spend quality time together. And remember, time together doesn't always have to cost money. Time together can be a nice meal where everybody's sitting down with a meal, the gadgets, the phones are all off, and you're sitting there having that nice meal together. Can be egg and chips, but people are having conversations. That's really important, whether that's the parents doing that or whether that's the whole family. The other one is, number two, is talk to each other about how you feel. And the important thing there is remembering to listen, because quite often we're really good at talking, but we're not so good at listening. And remembering that actually listening is part of that communication, and it's a very important part of that. And the third one is consider and ask each other's views and be willing and open to compromise. Sometimes parents have both got really good ideas and they're passionate about their ideas and they want to be able to do those things, but sometimes it's about having that compromise, because we can't always do what we want to be able to do, whether that's financial reasons or any of those other reasons. And it's about having those honest conversations, saying, well, actually, I'd like to be able to do this, and I hear that you'd like to do that. Maybe there's a compromise. Maybe we can do this together instead.
Makes perfect sense. But, you know, big advice is to, you know, just take the time out. Take the time out to chat. You might be okay. You might be fine. But just take that moment. You know, I know that people have date nights and things like that. What, you know, I'm hoping people still do families, you know, family days, family afternoons, family meals, and do those things. And just make sure that everyone's okay. And if you have been struggling over the last X amount of months, then now is the time to sort of... you know, not hit the panic button, but maybe just think about going for that walk, having those conversations. It's pretty straightforward. It's pretty simple. You might be surprised. You might be able to fix the issues that you may have. But if you just shove it under the carpet, you're not going to. And there's a guarantee that the problems will just get bigger and bigger. So there's lots of other things that you want to mention. And I know that there is some kind of financial support here, because there is vouchers up for grabs. Because like you say, most people, you know, I would imagine they're struggling at the moment financially, and that's one of the things that people bicker about and so on, and that leads to bigger problems. So there is some light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, there is. So we've got one of our resources is 1+1. So they are online courses that parents can go on and do as and when they like. They can dip in and out. They're interactive, they're funny, they're informative. And those courses, we're giving families on the island the opportunity to win a £10 voucher. So any parent living on the island who completes a course and the pre and post questionnaire with the course, which you kind of automatically get pushed to do anyway, they'll have the option to be entered into a prize draw to receive a £10 supermarket voucher. So that... The draw is held once a month, and there's 30 vouchers available each month.
Wow.
So it's good odds.
There's a positive there, isn't there?
Yeah.
I mean, I know that some people might say, well, why do I need to do that? I'm a mum, I'm a dad, and so on. Well, you know, what would you rather have? What would you rather do? Carry on burying your head in the sand and saying there's nothing wrong, but your life is falling apart, but you don't know how, and you don't feel there's any help out
yeah.
there. Or... you take a step back, you look at how you can fix things, and, you know, what have you lost? If you go along to have a session and for people to talk about, you'll probably realise that the most important thing is you're not alone, because lots of people are going through the same sorts of things.
Yeah, it's very relatable, I think, to everyone.
Yeah, absolutely.
We could all do the course and find something interesting.
And that's been the case at work. We've tried and tested it ourselves. Professionals have tried and tested it. And everybody that's been on there and had a look at it and come away, and the feedback has always been, wow, actually, yeah, I could have done something differently there, actually. That's really good information. So that's why we really want to get that message out there. And a big push for us at the moment is pregnant mums out there, mums and dads, because actually there's a course on there for babies. So actually it talks to you about the changes in a relationship and when a baby's born. So if we can reach out to parents before the problems happen, well, wouldn't that be a fantastic world? We wouldn't have any of these issues that we're having now. So,
well, absolutely. That's a great point to make, because you're then going to start early. You're going to start, you know, making people aware now, which is, you know, a win-win situation. And all I will say is, if you've got a bad back, you go to a chiropractor, don't you? And you don't think twice about it. You don't ever think, oh, crikey, I've got a bad back, and I don't really want to own up that I've got a bad back. Well, this is the same sort of thing. You know, you might have a relationship that is struggling. It might not be bad. It's just that you're in an area of in your mind where you can't see the wood for the trees, and all you need to do is just talk about it. And it's a similar thing. You might have a bad back, go and see a chiropractor. You might have issues at home. What do? You go and see somebody. You might do a course, and if it improves and it does the job, then that's all you've got to worry about.
Absolutely.
Is there anything else you want to add?
No. I think it's just reach out, just to ask parents to reach out and seek the support that's there. It's there and it's available to everybody on the island. We're really passionate about getting that message across today.
Okay, and can we give out the details again?
Yeah, sure. So you can find the information on the Isle of Wight Council's webpage. So it's iow.gov.uk/supportingfamilies.
And it's really easy to find, not like it used to be years ago with the complicated website that you did have. Now, you can just go to the front page. Sometimes you can just click on it, it's there. But if not, you just put it in the search bar,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah.
And it's there.
Absolutely. And we've got videos, animations and all sorts of things on there. So it's very interactive, even on our web pages. So please do have a look. Some great videos, which shows the impact on children and just how we can communicate differently and have better outcomes for everybody.
And you just remember this, the most important thing, you are not alone. If you're going through a difficult time and you feel like it's a struggle to reach out and ask for some help, you are not the only one. There are, so you haven't failed. You're probably failing by not doing anything about it. But if you are sat there thinking, I can't do that because I don't really want to reach out because otherwise it looks like I've failed, that is a failure. Reach out, do something. You're not alone.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just don't do nothing.
Laura, thank you for coming in. And also Therese as well. And a pleasure.
Thank you.
And hopefully we'll see you again soon. And hopefully you'll be inundated and those people are doing courses.